If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Our guest right now is Reverend Dr. Willie Wilson. How are you today, Willie?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. When I told John Williams today that you were going to be in Hinsdale passing out money, $125,000 in free groceries and gas, he goes, Hinsdale? And then I reminded him, I think, Willie, that obviously Hinsdale is one of the wealthiest suburbs in Chicagoland, one of the wealthiest in the nation. And there are people that go to work there every day to take care of the children, to wash the windows, to press the clothes, to mow the lawns, to clean the pools. I'm hoping those are the people that will line up and grab cash from you tomorrow.
Well, look, we're giving away the gas and groceries that same day as well. But there's a lot of people out there just as cars in line, like maybe on the west side or the south side or north side. Lots of people, and we have to, when it runs out, it just runs out and be lined out there five or six more blocks. I mean, just because you live in a wealthy neighborhood don't mean you're necessarily wealthy, especially with the economy the way it is today.
Yeah, so $50 in free gas, $25 grocery cards that must be used the same day, and this is all funded by you.
100%.
And Willie, remember when you were running for mayor? I'm telling you, I was guilty as well, thinking, is he doing this to get votes? But it's really just who you are.
Well, you know, if you went back and checked my record even before they started, I've been doing this for the last 35 years. And not only in Chicago, but we do it around the country as well.
You are an icon in this city. You're one of the great characters of Chicago. And why is it that you do this, that you choose to give away money in this fashion?
Well, you know, I came from a poor family and didn't have anything. And so if we have enough to take then eat, we would share it with our neighbor. And I'm doing it just following my tradition from down south. I'm sharing with my neighbor here in Chicago and L.A., New Orleans, Atlanta, and you know, we all neighbors, and so somebody has to at least set an example to do good, and that's all what I'm trying to take and do from a faith standpoint of view.
Dr. Wilson, you certainly have done that, and how's your health? People have been concerned about your health lately. You doing okay?
Well, I work out and I feel that two times a day. I'm at work every day, and I travel every weekend to the different churches and concerts. So I'm still basic, same way I used to. I mean, I'm a little older now, but still in all, we keep a very, very busy schedule. I mean, you know, everybody had the up and down, but so far, I was at the doctor, University of Chicago, 2 weeks ago. So he said everything looks good. The sugar was a little bit, and I said, "Well, okay, I'll stop eating a lot of sweets." So
that's your that's your nice way of saying you're in better shape than I am. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I stay busy. Sometimes I work out three times a day. You know,
Willie, how old are you?
So I made it this past June, 77 years old. You know.
Well, we're happy that you're doing well and that you're going to be giving away gas and groceries tomorrow. So let me run down the list real quick. Shell on East Ogden in Hinsdale, BP on North Wells in Chicago, Citco on West Foster in Chicago, Citco on North Pulaski in Chicago, Super Save on Garfield Boulevard and South State Street, Phillips 76 on Jeffrey Boulevard in Chicago, BP on South King Drive, Clark on East 87th, BP on 35th Street, Amoco on West Roosevelt, BP on West Higgins. How do you choose these venues to give away the gas? And then, of course, you've got three grocery stores that are involved, and that's Cermak Fresh Market on West 26, Montrose Deli on West Irving Park Road, and Seafood Supermarket on North Elston. How'd you choose those?
Well, you know, basically, we just take some suggestions from the neighborhood people, neighborhood stores, and things of that nature as well. You know, it's just kind of like after this right here, You know, we still got about 100-some senior citizen homes to get through here before the end of this year. With those senior citizens, all of the CHA and other private homes as well. So that's somewhere around about 1,000 people we still got to get through. So we keep going, you know, and so we just go in and just start doing it, and people appreciate it. And they did appreciate it. One lady sent me a note last night to inbox, and she asked me, she said, could I give her 15-year-old kid for his birthday a cake? And I took one of my managers, they had buy him a cake, but I gave him $100 to take them buy him a cake. And I asked her to bring him to church while I'm up north tomorrow, Ed, and we'll get him a standing ovation for his birthday. 15-year-old kid, and all the parents asked for just buy him a cake. He never had a cake before for his birthday.
God bless you, Willie. Are you going to be? So you're going to be out there tomorrow, huh?
Oh yeah. I'll be out tomorrow. I'll be out there tomorrow, passing that car, working like everybody else. I mean, I don't enjoy just standing around looking. And, you know, I work just like our employees out there. I pay people, and I work too. You know.
All right. Well.
And you are welcome to come tomorrow too. You know.
Yeah, well, that's a great. You never judge. You know, people are in line. You don't ask them how much money they make. You just say, "I'm here to give," and that's what we appreciate about you.
Yeah, that's way by the line what it is. I don't ask no question. Anything, somebody out of gas, we be there all night. I go and push the car up to the pump too to help get some gas because they ran out.
Okay. Willie, at 77, quit pushing cars. You got other people that can push cars. You just get out there. If you want to pump gas, you do that. Have a beautiful day, and thank you for your kindness.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.